The APTA has experienced many recent victories. The most notable? Their involvement in shaping physical therapy-friendly provisions in U.S. healthcare reform legislation. But the battles still go on. Who is behind the charge? What does APTA do for you? How can you get involved? The answer to these and more questions this week on PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
If you're tuning in today to PT Talker, I've got a special treat for you because joining us for the first time ever on our show is the president of the American Physical Therapy Association, someone that I admire and I know a lot of you out there do as well. Dr. Scott Ward has been president of the APTA. Dr. Ward, welcome to our show, and you've been president now. How long did you say?
I've been president for 4.5 years, and thank you. I appreciate your invitation, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Yes. Well, I am looking forward to our conversation today because the American Physical Therapy Association, you've been very active lately. Let me first give you kudos for using New Age Media and your blog post. I know a lot of my listeners actually reference some things and direct me to you, to your blog. So congratulations on that. How's it going? What kind of feedback are you getting?
Well, I'm getting great feedback. I have to admit that this is a learning curve for me to get into this new media age, being a bit of an older guy, but I'm kind of enjoying it. Writing the blog has been fun, and I read the responses that people get to me. I find them very informative, and that's really the purpose. I want to inform people about what we're doing, ask them what I think, hopefully, are thought-provoking questions so that I can learn from them as well. So I'm enjoying the media.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I actually commend you and thank you for the information you are sharing. I might mention this is your second term. This will be the end. You're only allowed to serve 2 terms as president, but you will go back to and are currently serving as the chair of the physical therapy department at the University of Utah. Anything new going on at the University of Utah we need to know about before we get into the meat of our any plugs?
If you really want to learn about what I think about APTA and legislative issues, if you want me to talk about all the great things happening at Utah, we won't have time to talk about APTA. So a lot of good things are happening in Utah, and I would love to have a separate conversation with you about that.
You got
at
it.
At some point in time. But
you got it.
Let me just tell you that great things are happening here in Utah, and I'm proud to be a part of the work I'm doing with my colleagues here.
Yeah. Well, and let's go ahead and get right to the heart of our topic today.
Okay.
I asked Dr. Ward to come on to PT Talker today because I've been reading about some of the issues that the APTA is involved with, and certainly healthcare reform is at the top of that list. Dr. Ward, a lot of the listeners that communicate with me at PT Talker are concerned about how healthcare reform will affect physical therapy. We know that there's going to be a lot of new users or people will have access to health care, but what do you see overall as what's your prediction or what does the APTA as an organization view as the health of our industry going forward under the new health care plan?
Well, I would suggest that we're in a pretty good place. And let me just explain that globally in a couple of ways. The first is that early on, when healthcare reform was being debated and discussed, and by the way, I should remind everybody that healthcare reform is not a brand new topic. It's been discussed really for decades, and if we want to remind ourselves that Medicare was the first major healthcare legislation passed several decades ago, and then Medicare has continually been tweaked and talked about ever since. Healthcare reform is not a new topic on the agenda. The way it's been brought to the fore now is maybe new to many people, but healthcare reform is not a new legislative topic. Rehabilitation is included in healthcare reform's essential services, and APTA had a great part to play in making sure that happened. So So we're a part of the debate and discussion, and what is required of us now is the same vigilance that has been required of us ever since we've been a part of the Medicare debate as well. We just need to make sure that we continue to make the needs of our profession, and more importantly, the patients we serve, known to those who not only pass law, but inform the regulations about those laws.
And a lot of people may not realize that you spend quite a bit of time interfacing with our legislators in order to make sure that I guess your viewpoint, the viewpoint of physical therapists across the country, is heard. You have a trip coming up, I think, at the beginning of the new year for the new Congress?
Yeah, the very first week of January, I'll be flying back to spend about a day and a half on Capitol Hill during new congressional swearing-in day. And I do spend a lot of time, but I have to make it very clear to your listeners that my part in all of this is somewhat important, but not nearly as important as two other things. Number one is the great work that APTA's government affairs and payment policy staff play. When I go back, I need to just let everybody know that I get into offices because APTA staff have essentially turned the doorknob to open that door, and they're already in those offices. And it's an opportunity for me to emphasize the messages that our Hill staff have already sent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of an exclamation point at the end of an already well-written sentence, and that sentence has been well-written by our Hill staff. So that's the first point I need to make. The second point I would like to make is that what strengthens their message is not only me, but really, frankly, more importantly, the constituent members of APTA that really have the ear of their senators and congresspeople. So if I could do anything, I'd love to suggest to your listeners that membership in the APTA and becoming a part of our grassroots advocacy team is very critical to helping move our agendas forward. And even a sub-element of joining APTA, and I'm sure many of your listeners already are, mm-hmm. is if they could join what's known as P-Team, which is really joining our grassroots advocacy efforts as a member of APTA, because if they could do that, what they would receive is the ongoing federal and state legislative alerts. So they would be the first to know about what they need to get involved with, and they'd have the opportunity with guidance to get in touch with their state legislators as well as their federal legislators, and they get alerts when we need some help and something's happening. As a member of P-Team, they would get those alerts. The second thing that they would get is information bulletins. So when something happens and we draft those bulletins, the P-Team gets those first. And so, frankly, they're not only the first to be able to get involved in making a difference, but they're also the first to know what's happening even before we can draft our response to the rest of membership. So it's just important that, yes, I am involved in that, but we have an incredibly capable staff who does wonderful work, but none of this would work if we didn't have really good grassroots efforts by PTs out in the community.
So let's create a to-do list here. If I'm listening, how would I go about becoming? Is there an easy way to become part of P-Team?
Yeah, if you're, again, as an APTA member, you log on to the site and go to the advocacy site, and you'll see an icon for P-Team. It's capital P, capital T, EAM, E-A-M.
Yep. Uh-huh.
You just click on that site, you can go right there, and you can sign up.
Okay. So everyone out there, that's what we need to do is get signed up in order to be to help you. And of course, you've got a great organization in the American Physical Therapy Association. What are some of the primary messages that you'll be trying to communicate this year in 2011 to some of the new legislators that you run into?
Well, thanks for asking. We have four major issues, and then obviously there are always ongoing initiatives as well. But our But our four major legislative issues this year will be introducing legislation, a bill, to repeal the therapy cap again. Mm-hmm. Now, we won a victory of sorts again. We got extension of the therapy cap and the extensions a week or two ago, and
yes.
And that's a, you know, that is a great victory, but that's really not the ultimate victory. So we will be submitting the bill again. We'll be reintroducing our bill that would repeal the cap altogether. That is one thing. Second bill we'll be introducing will be related to the National Health Services Corps bill, which would allow PTs to be listed along with some other healthcare professions for loan repayment through the Health Services Corps.
Okay.
And our students need some loan relief somewhere along the line. And the National Health Services Corps allows practitioners in certain health professions, if they work in underserved urban or rural populations, to apply for some loan relief. PT is one of the health services that isn't listed on that, and we will be introducing legislation again to have us included on that list.
Now, is that new, or have you been?
No, we've been doing that.
Okay.
And again, federal legislation is just like state legislation.
Yeah.
You hope that you can introduce a bill and it sails through and passes and everything, but the history of federal legislation, just like we've seen with health care reform, is that it takes a long time, a lot of work, and a great deal of relationship building and patience to get something through.
Okay.
So that's another one we'll be introducing.
Okay.
We're going to be introducing a bill related to health IT, health information technology. There also is a bill that exists that allows physicians and a few other healthcare professions to obtain, by using health IT in a certain way, to obtain improvement in their payment, essentially through kind of a bonus system. And and right now, PTs don't have access to that bonus through this bill, but we will be introducing a bill that will suggest that they add PT as well as OT and speech and a few others to that bill to allow us all access to those health IT bonuses. And we'll be working with some colleague organizations like we do on all of these to push that bill through. So that's one. And then the fourth one that we're really looking at is legislation related to physician self-referral. This really being spurred on by the success of radiologists. And our hope is that there will be, in fact, the Ways and Means Committee and the Energy and Commerce Committees have asked for GAO reports about the cost of self-referral. And I think if we all look forward to it, I think there will be some GAO reports coming out in the spring that should be very favorable for us in this self-referral category. And so that's a new issue that we'll be taking on, but we've been working on it already.
Okay.
And so we've got those government reports coming out that I think will be favorable to us advancing that legislation.
Could you just spend a quick moment and clarify for our listeners how the fourth item that you were just speaking about, how that would be different from, like, I know this Stark is thrown around a lot, and how this would be different from some of those things that have already been tried or out there?
Well, the basic difference is that, you know, we talk about this term we throw around about referral for profit, et cetera, and the way this really aims at this, maybe it's a little different take on it, is just basically the cost of what it costs when there is self-referral, when self-referral is being utilized. And the radiologists, for example, have gone at it and said, look, you know, when somebody can self-refer to their own imaging center, and they then they're going to refer to that imaging center more often. And they don't have to use experts necessarily. They don't go through the experts. They don't consult with an expert. And so they, frankly, it costs the system more money if somebody's able to self-refer to their own service.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we're going to be using that kind of argument. And what we really need to win those arguments are good data. And we've got, I think, from these reports that we believe will be coming out in the spring, we should have some good, powerful data.
Yeah. There's so much going on right now. I know you've also been very instrumental in pushing evidence-based physical therapy, that, you know, accountable care organizations now are a hot topic. I've had several people talking about that. I have so little time left, but could you speak a little bit to the evidence-based, how APTA is supporting that effort? Is this, I think it's been around maybe for a couple years, but how's that going, and what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's been around a long time, and evidence means everything right now, because I will tell you that with healthcare reform happening and the need to contain costs in healthcare, what people will be paying for is what matters. And if you can demonstrate that you make a difference, not that you say you make a difference, but you can actually demonstrate you make a difference, that's where the money will go. So we really need to focus on providing data that will save the system money but make an impact on patient outcomes. So that's where it's headed. And APTA is working very vigorously on developing a national outcomes database that will allow the data that we all generate as practitioners to feed into a system that will demonstrate, that we'll be able to use data from that system to be able to demonstrate our efficacy.
Yeah, that just sounds huge and so important. I was just talking to someone, a mutual acquaintance that we both have, Jeff Ostrowski, who his XL physical therapy centers are now participating in that study. So.
Well, and that is important, and I will tell you right now that it's one of APTA's major pushes right now is to develop this national outcomes database, because it will be how we, I believe, will get paid in the future. If we can demonstrate our effectiveness and our ability to save money, those will be the key points.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, Doctor, we've run out of time, but I really appreciate it. I wanted to ask you about so many other things. But
let's do it again sometime.
Would you be willing to do that?
Sure.
I appreciate your time. So, thank you for taking some time. I know that our listeners will appreciate hearing what's going on, and we want to wish you the best on your trip out to Washington, D.C. Hopefully that will be successful.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me the chance.
Yeah, and I'm going to look you up when I'm at Combined Sections in February. Hopefully you will be there. I'm sure you will.
And I will.
Maybe we could meet face-to-face. But also, any of our listeners out there, we'll all get together. How about at APTA Combined Sections? So,
works for me.
Yes. All right. Well, again, thank you. You've been listening to Dr. Scott Ward, who is the president of the American Physical Therapy Association, kind enough to share his time with us today. And want to remind you that if you would like to hear previous episodes, we are available on iTunes, or you can go to www.pttalker.com. Don't forget to tell all of your peers, your friends, your acquaintances who want to be better physical therapists. We bring a PT expert each and every week. So this is Jeff Worrell, and I hope everyone out there is doing something to help someone get better today.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.